Okay, we're still in Masechet Yevamos, Daf Pei Yomid Aleph. Top of the page, we're talking about a Sari. Says the Gemara, no idea. How can you tell if somebody's a Sari? What are telltale signs? I'm going to buy it. Call Hamatul Mayim. If he urinates, very nice. He doesn't have the force to shoot it at a distance. He has no force. Then we know he's a Sari. Mimai, what causes someone to be born in that state? The Afi Ame, if his mother baked Betira during the day, the Shasya Shik Remarka, she drank mixed beer on a hot day. On a hot day, bake hot bread in the oven, and then while she's pregnant, and she drinks it down with beer, strong beer, causes the child to become a sadis. Or she shouldn't bake it during the day, bake at night. He says, my mother said, that anyone in the mother's womb can come out. Losing Motorei knew then that a mother, what she eats and what she does, can influence the embryo. Why aren't we saying, you're telling me that there was a sign when he was very young, and then right before he died, but what about in the middle, maybe became well again? Why do you say that he was a Saras all the years? Keeping the Chilas of Yilaku, like Hashid, once we know that he was a Saras in the first days of his life and the very end, we know he was a Saras all his whole life. Mosid of Mori, how come it comes to Psulim by a Behemoth, Rab Chanim, Antigua, Zoyme, Boykin, Oise, a certain Psul by a Behemoth, we say you check it three times. Different dots on the skin, we say, Betoch Shmoinim, within 80 days. For the beginning, yeah, three times. In the beginning, in the middle, and the end. How come over here, the beginning, the end's enough? So my answer is very simple. If it's only one Eber, we check in the middle as well, because it could be healed. If the entire body is affected, in the beginning, that's why he died that way. Yeah, exactly.
It's not just, it only shows itself in
this practice. That's right. Talking about a Sis Chama born this way. We learned Ben Esim Shana, somebody's 20 years old. Talking about a Sadi. Rabbi Lezer argued, he says a Sadi has to do with whether you can have a cure or not. He holds that if you're a Sadi Adam, there's no cure, so you cannot give a chalitza for your Sadi's Chama. You're born that way, there is a cure, you can have. There's a Gemara, Ben Esim Shana, if you reach the age of 20, he didn't yet reach puberty. Then it depends. If you have no signs of a saris, we say up to 35, for most of the years, 36, you consider a cotton. But if you bring signs of a saris, you be a raisha, and it seems to the family brings a raisha, he's a saris, and if as long as he's 20 years old and he has signs, he's still a saris and he doesn't marry. He's a saris. He doesn't marry. Bas Esif, she's a girl 20 years old. She did not. This opinion holds 20. Later, we'll see 18. Didn't bring two sides. Yevio Rai brings a proof. She bas esim. She's 20 years old, and she had the simanim of a sadis, and she's considered an adult, and she cannot marry. Behi are islandists. Lechayletzes v'loy mitziyavem. Divi beisil. Bishamis says no. Zebezeb benishmar is 18 years old. Rabbi Lezer says. Right now, we learn Rabbi Lezer holds a compromise between Bishamis Hill. Hazoch Kidivisil, a male is like Basil 20 years old. When the cave of Shamai and the cave of 18, why? Because Isha Mamhead is loving, a woman matures faster than a man. So at 18 years old, she didn't reach puberty, but she has the signs of a sadis, because she's an adult and no can she get married. But what is even here? Rabbi Lezer agrees that a sadis chama. Rabbi Lezer over here is saying we have that a Sadis Chama cannot get married. We just said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer, all the Sadis Chama can get married because there's a cure. Here he agrees that Hilul Shama, he can get married. You're right, he changed his mind. Which one did he change? Which Mishnah is the right one? Is our Mishnah the right one, that a Sadis Chama, you're born, then you can cure yourself, so therefore you do get married? Or the Mishnah over there, and you do that, says he can't. Toshba coming in, Tanya believes in another Braisa, Rabbi, have a mission on the Braisa, Rabbi Lezer, I'm sorry, his Chama, someone's born this way, Chaylid, he could get married, like our Mishnah here. She came, Bemina, Mitzrapim, because he can cure them, and what's happened, Alexander, Shem Mitzrayim, and Alexander Mitzrayim, making her cured. So we see that what? That Rabbi Lezer is a Braisa and a Mishnah that together, so that the halacha of this Mishnah here, that if you're born this way, you can cure, and therefore you're Chaylid. Rabbi Lezer, I'm Rabbi Lezer, no, you're learning wrong, Pshat. Lo, Ilam, Lo, Hodebei, he never changes mind. That's right, his Chama, everywhere he holds that, what is his Chama can get married because there's a cure. He says over here, Sadis Chama, the age of 18 for a girl and 20 for a boy, that's when to become a godl. What about punishment? When do you get punished in the court? When you get malchus, and when you charge like a responsible person? So by a girl 18 years old, you bring him on his side, Sadis, and by a boy 20 years old, as long as he never reached puberty before. And if you reach puberty afterwards, it's fafal. If you reach 20 and you have the smarty sadis, even though it's 25, you bring your sign of puberty, you're considered a sadis. But talking about punishment, but not regarding chalitza. Chalitza, definitely she could have chalitza. Second, invited Itmar, we learned, ochal chaylib, if you ate fats, mibben shteim estevi mechad. Interesting, the Gemara says mibben, and we're talking about a girl here. So here, not only talking about when we talk collectively, we use a masculine form because it's the easier form. We're talking about a girl, and we're using the word mibben. The ben shteim esrei shana v'yemechad, from the day of 12 years old and onwards, ad ben shmeina esrei till 18, again ben, the nil the boy, and we're using boy, I mean everything male here, and we're talking about a girl. Simone saris, and have the signs of a saris.
Also general terminology?
General terminology, when you're talking about everybody, talking about everybody, so you have to choose the gender, so we talk boy. But if you talk only about girls, why would you say you have a masculine?
Say about him.
Sorry?
Instead of Ben.
Everything. Ben, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a gear that probably changes it somewhere. Actually, nobody changes it. Anyway. So what happens? You have Simoni Sadi, he's an 18, he's only become an adult. Is it retrospective or not? Rava Manas is my friend, it's retrospective. That means now we know that all along you were never going to have Shteisaitis at the age of 12, you were an adult. Everything, you're a cotton at that time until you reached Simoni Cyrus. We need to. You ate treif and you had, and there were two witnesses. Are we now going to take you back? The witness of 3 years ago. We'll take you back to court and give you a whip. We're going to whip you. We'll soon see what the signs are. The signs are all obvious. You want to know about a girl. So you were invited. Masculine, Rabbi Yisiv, Rav. Rabbi says, I have a question. You say that's retrospective. I list a maid hold that when you're ma'anis a girl or you're mafata a girl, the girl has to be a nairov. She's a ktana. There's no pitui. So according to the mayor says an islandess can never ever get pitui because she goes according to you, Rav. There's no knas. According to you, should be knas because when it comes to 18, according to you, it's retrospective. That means at 12 years old she became a nairov. 12 and a half she became an adult. So there should be knas. One thing about her is that there's no adolescence. Straight from childhood to adulthood. That's what happened. Therefore, there's no, there's no knas. Amalei said, Rabbi Yisrael was so proud of him. He said, Kol kihani milim al yisrael. All these wonderful things that you're saying, you take credit for it. Really, yis amra mishmoy. You should say it in my name because I once told you a brayse about it. The time and the brayse are very similar. Ein asodis nidin ki ben soyin moir. Asodis can never be a ben soyin moir be between 12 and 12 and 3. Asodis can never be a ben soyin moir. If you ain't ben soyin moir, nidin al-chasim azak and tachin. A ben soyin moir needs to have reach puberty and he'll never reach puberty. The ain't islandis nidin is kenaira marasa. An island can never be a naira hamarasa. That didn't have naira marasa, 12 years old, 12 and a half. It has to be 12 and a half. Because it is a 12, 12 and a half, because you go straight from ktana to adulthood. Shemekatnusa yotzel bagel. Omer Abu Avu said, Simonis, Sodis, the simonim of a Sodis, and islandis, Uben Shemoin, and a baby is born 8 months old, ain't Oisim ben Maisa. We don't do anything about it. We don't treat them as an adult. Achiyu ben Esti, until they reach the age of 20. Even an 8 month baby, we're not sure they're going to live until the age of 20 years old. Freddy Gemara, Ben Shmoin and Mikachaya, an 8 month old baby, Bechal, can live. But Tanya, didn't we learn Ben Shmoin at Eke Evan? An 8 month old baby is like a stone, but Ostra Latalta, he can't move around. Abel Imoy, it's Mukhtar on Shabbos. Abel Imoy, Sheikha, all over me, because she can bend down, Umanikta, she's allowed to nurse him. First of all, she's endangering herself. Besides, the baby endangering herself because she has too much milk. She needs to express it. So what do you tell me that he'll live till 20? We're talking about over here that if the baby is 8 months old, but it reached maturity, that really it's a 7 month baby, but it hung around the mother's womb for a while.
Means it's completely formed.
That completely formed. And here is nails. It's not just the body, but nails.
And here.
And here.
Well, because hair, sometimes you have babies born with
a drop of hair, something, right? A drop of hair. But at least I think nails is the most important thing. The Hamdan and the Braise, Eza Ben Shmoina, what's an 8-month baby? Kol Shalai Kol Chadash, who didn't reach full maturity. Rabbi says, Simoni Machichin Allah. Rabbi says, no, the signs are there. Sa'ar right here, it's a part of a nail, Shalai Gamru. That if the nails or the hair is not complete, then you know it's incomplete. Time it like Gamru. Hagamru, I mean, high Bazainu. We say it's a 7-month baby, Vishtuyu, the Ishtayi. And therefore, an 8-month baby can live because really, if it reaches Simoni, because it's a 7-month baby, delay a little bit. Al-Hada, but let me ask a question. So Rebbe is a Das Yochid, is a single opinion. How come Rebbe Rabba, this one was the story, an interesting story. Aisha, a woman, Shahola, Bailam Din Zayam, her husband went overseas. They haven't seen each other for 12 months. The Ishtoya, she's away for 12 months. He was away for 12 months. Shas a year. And then she gave birth. So everyone was, obviously the rumor mongers came along and said he must have committed adultery. How in the world is he going to have a 12-month later baby? She hadn't seen her husband for 12 months. And yet she tainted that she's an innocent woman. This is, took her 12 months to give birth. And the Achshri, Rabba Tisva, believed her. Why? Because he said it was a 9-month baby, then the baby didn't want to come out. Hung around for 3 months. You believe in the concept of baby hanging around. Come on, who holds that? L'chaylak Rebbe. The Amma Mishtah. Baby can hang around for a month. So, a month, 3 months. So, it's a Das Yochid. And for the Gemara, Kivin Iker Rav Shimon Gamliel. Since there's another opinion as well, Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Amma Mishtah. Rav Shimon Gamliel also believes in the concept that baby hangs around. It's Karab Mavis. So now you have two opinions, Rebbe and his father. So, therefore, we have two opinions. The Tanya we learned. That if a baby stayed 30 days by a person, if a baby lived 30, what?
Does that mean it's overdue?
We're talking about an 8-month baby. An 8-month baby. Born 8 month. But it lived 30 days, then we know the baby will live. Why, Taki? But we know an 8-month baby doesn't live. Must be. It's really a 7-month baby. There was a month, came out a month late. So he also believes in this concept of babies hanging around to when they're ready to come out. Tarami learned, what is the telltale signs of a sari? He's kosher, but as he's 20 years old, lehevi shteisaitis. Didn't reach maturity. Big machlek is a shayim. What is this mature? Where did these shteisaitis? I mean, normally we always assume it's makom erva. Others say, Tesha says over here, anywhere in the body except your beard. Others say, even the beard on your face. But if you didn't reach puberty, you brought afterwards. Even though you reach maturity 23, come 20 years old, you then reach maturity, and you have the signs of a sadis, you're a sadis. In every respect. The alien, these are the signs by male. Kosha ain't like Zakin, has no beard. The sari lucky, and the hair that he has is very little. Ubisari, very weak, it's like, you know, very faint. Ubisari machi, very smooth skin, like a woman. Kosha ain't when he urinates, there's no steam that comes out. The yeshaim and call a matl mind manager to keep it. Oh, here's on the yeshaim before. That's the only opinion we brought. Doesn't have the force when he urinates that it should turn like an arrow, like a bow. The yeshaim and call a shichva zara. It's very watery. It's shichva zara. The yeshaim and call a imay mer agla machmitzim. That if he urinates, there's no, doesn't, and sits in a jug, it doesn't foul, doesn't ferment. If you take a shower in the middle of the winter, ain't sorry, mile hevel. There's no steam coming out of your body. If your voice is very thin, a very feminine voice. Not a feminine style of talking, but a very feminine voice.
You turn the
tape off, I'll finish something. Okay, almost finished. That's a sign of a male. What's a female? Koshi bas etzi, 20 years old, levia beisaitis. Now we're saying 20. Before we said 18. Now we're going back to 20 like Basil. And he didn't bring to puberty. But feel the afterwards that he got called the island. They linked him, and these are the signs. Kosh ain't the daim. She has no breasts. Umiskasha b'shas tashmei. It hurts her when she has the relations. Kosh ain't la shipuli ma'in kenoshim. That the stomach doesn't go down and, you know, slopes downwards like a woman. But Rabshim Elazar Kosh koyla ava. She has a very male, masculine voice. Ve'ain and nikedes bein isha liish. And you can't tell, but in her voice, a husky voice. Itma simani sadis, the signs of a sadis. Rav Huna Omer Atchei Kulam. When are you a sadis if you have all of these signs? Rav Yechiel Amar Afilu Be'echa, even one sign. Very interesting. The same machlekes we had elsewhere. No, none of the Shayim Rachrem alert us to that. But the exact same machlekes as we had a Chagiga. A signs of a Shaita. Three signs. We had a sign of a Shaita. Rav Huna says you need all three signs before you're a Shaita. And Rav Yechiel says one sign is enough. Exact same machlekes. I didn't have a chance to think through what's the link.
I have
to think it through. But now that you see that exactly the same machlekes, even though nobody picks it up, then you have to think to yourself, what's going on over here? It must be some thread over here that connects the two. I didn't have a chance to think it through yet. Tell your mother. Hey, chode hevish te sidus bezuken. If he had two sidus in his beard, that was the machlekes when he says of his zuken. What do you mean zuken? Does it mean mokum erva, or does it mean on your face? It's kuli amalei plii. There's no machlekes, d'atche kulan. If you have a few hairs on your beard, then we need to see. What do you call it? All the simani sadis before we can do anything. Tesla already has a question before we've said we have two sadis, puberty. That's it. We don't care about simani sadis. It doesn't happen. So Tesla makes a difference between your beard and puberty. If you reach puberty, we don't care about any other simani. But if you don't have puberty, but you have in your beard, then if you have a full beard, is one thing. If you only have a couple of hairs, a little peach fuzz, then we look at this simanim here. Keep pleading with Lehebi. Ella Hodam, yeah, you have no beard at all, then the question, if you have no beard at all, then the question is, do you still need all or just one? Rav Nachman, Rabbi Bar Avuah was very interested that Rav Nachman should become his son-in-law. But he saw Rav Nachman, he had a lot of feminist qualities about him. This is the famous Rav Nachman that we learn in Shas. He's the Habbezni, he's a tough guy.
Who was his wife, Yalta?
No, who was his daughter?
She was the
Rej Galusa. Yeah, she was Rej Galusa, right. So maybe it's another wife. And maybe he failed the test, like Gemara says here. He said, check out one thing.
We'll
see what happened. No, he was worried. He wanted to have kids. And if Nachman was a Saris, he doesn't want to give his daughter to Rav Nachman because he won't have any grandchildren. He wants Eniklach. So, he says, check him out. When he takes a shower, see what happens. Does the steam in the cold winter come up? Then you know he's not a Saris. Ace of Leboros. I'll give him my daughter as a Kala. Otherwise, not interested. And we don't know the outcome of that story. It could very well be that he was a sadist. I'm not going to have any children. I don't remember. Could be that's why he ended up marrying somebody else. Come on, Al-Khair only did one test. It sounds like him here. Why didn't he test everything else as well? Why didn't he test everything else? Is it right that if one thing already he passes, it doesn't matter if he has all the other signs, because I hold like Rav Huna that in order to be a sadist, he need everything. If one thing he doesn't have, he's all right.
This one test is only an acherim. When we learned the brayos before, we had all these different things. This is the acherim.
But without Rav Huna, each one of them is giving you one. Any one of these tests makes a sadist. Rav Huna came along and said, you need all of them. You need all of them.
This one is the most.
So we see if we have one test is enough to say, okay, he's not a sadist. They were like, no. Rab Nachman, Sichei Dikna Havilei. Rab Nachman had a few little hairs across his face. Very few hairs. But he had a few hairs. And what did we just say if you have a few hairs? If you have a few hairs, then everyone agrees that you have to have all some money. There's no machlekes. So that's why if I have one sign that he wasn't, it's good enough. Now we know what happened, so maybe he fell. But I saw this, like Chaylus, like Miyavim, Mechain Islands. Tony studies, we compare a study, is Dumia the islands. Ma islands, when do we say by an island? An island is definitely the Shemaim. It's born that way. I've studied with the Shemaim, that a study is born that way. If you're born that way, that's when we say you can never get married. But according to Rabbi Akiva, if you were born normally, then you became to a doctor afterwards, or so afterwards, since you had a Shas HaKosher, you could get married. I'm starting to give them the Adam, Imi the Shemaim Loi. The whole reason is the Balahu, because he, you know, he went ahead, shouldn't have married her because he's a Sadis, and he went ahead and he had relations with her, so he disqualifies her since they didn't Issa because they said a Zaina. Mashma, only the husband, her Acher, anybody else would have had relations with her, Loi. Even though she didn't get a chalitza yet, Loi, she's not disqualified from a coin. To have it to you for the Rav Amnuna, let it be a question of Amnuna, but he holds she met his yavam, she's waiting for a brother-in-law. She's zintzav, she's mazana with a stranger, she was over Nabe, and she's disqualified from a coin. Psula li yavama, she's posel the yavama. It's like a married woman, and therefore, what do you mean? And therefore, she's also to coin because she's a zayna. If she's also to the yavama, then she's treated like a zayna. She's a zayna. She's also like coin, not like Amish. The Amish sound like only the husband, if only the yavam himself, who shouldn't marry her, had relations. So the Gemara, no, you'd be dying wrong. Who adin if you lach an ami? No difference, the husband or anybody else. She's a zayna. She's a from a coin. But before it talks about him, that he's allowed to. So now he says, before we begin, we talk about if he gave chalitza. It didn't disqualify her in any way because the chalitza is meaningless. Because anyway, he's a sadis, she has no ties to him. So if he gave a chalitza, it doesn't mean anything. So therefore we say also, but if he did live with the imbala, he did disqualify her because they shouldn't live together. That's why we talk about him. But really makes no difference, him or anybody else.
The ila of a sadis does count to pass it.
Because he's not, he's a brother-in-law, but he's not a yavam. Exactly. So therefore, it's a brother-in-law, it's a mamasha isa karis. Geen eilandje gold te lagen. Nou, we stappen hier in.